Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Sandra Merritt criminal case has begun, and we're now moving forward to the Planned Parenthood civil case. We're going to be talking about these cases on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, the two-week preliminary trial began after Labor Day, and this is involving the San Francisco Superior Court with regards to the 15 felony counts. A felony is a crime that is punishable in jail by more than a year. That's what the difference is between a felony and a misdemeanor. Misdemeanors are crimes for which you could serve time in jail, but they're typically under 1 year. A felony is more severe, and the time in prison is at least more than a year. So that's what she has been charged with, 15 felony counts, 14 specific counts, Matt. And then the 15th is a generic count, the conspiracy to engage in the other 14. What did she do to have criminal charges against her? She did nothing more than the typical journalist in California, where they're recording someone in public places, or when they're recording someone because they anticipate or they think that that person is or has already done so or is about to engage in criminal action.
Which is an affirmative defense.
It's an affirmative defense. That's why no one in California up until now, in the history of California, has never, ever been charged with criminal counts for engaging in First Amendment journalistic activities.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. It's an incredible abuse of the judicial system, political means to a political end. And as we've often said, the district attorney's office is on board with Planned Parenthood. They've partnered with Planned Parenthood. They've given money to Planned Parenthood. They're collaborating with Planned Parenthood on a criminal case.
Yes, no question about it. And Holly, you know, we deal a lot with journalists. We are journalists in our work with the media and our communication. And in states, it's a state-by-state law in terms of whether you can record someone. Some require two-party consent. Some require single-party consent, meaning that if you're the person doing the recording and you consent to the recording, even though the person that you're recording doesn't know about it, you can do it. There's other states that require both parties to consent, the person doing the recording and the other person who's not doing the recording but is recorded.
California is one of those, right?
California is a two-party consent rule.
Right.
But in California, there's exceptions to the two-party consent rule, and that's why no journalist has ever been charged with a crime. And that is this. If the recordings are done in public places, that means if they're done in a restaurant, in a convention center, some other place where there's people around, it's not just you and the individual in the privacy of the home, for example, or even in the privacy of their office where there's a clear expectation of privacy, but you're out in a restaurant and you're talking, you know that someone next to you at the table could overhear your conversation. So that's an exception if the recording's done in public places.
Which happened with this.
I mean,
Sandra, as well as her co-defendant, David DeLeiden, did these in public places. I think they were restaurants or at
restaurants, convention centers. Even the former president, before the one just recently that was pushed out, she even testified before Congress that these were done in public places.
Right.
The second exception, and there's others, but these are two that clearly apply, is if you anticipate that the person you're recording is about to or has engaged in criminal activity. Well, that fits here as well, because they clearly did their research about what Planned Parenthood was doing before they did the recording. So they had an understanding and anticipation that what Planned Parenthood was doing was illegal. And in fact, when Planned Parenthood sold these baby body parts that they were selecting and harvesting from these abortions to these companies that turned around and sold them in the open market, then those entities have clearly been found to engage in misbehavior and criminal activities. A number of those have been fined, some of those in the millions of dollars, to the point where they're now bankrupt.
But how ironic, but yet the journalists who unveiled that are being charged with criminal and civil charges.
Right. So not only did the journalists fall under the affirmative defense of having a reasonable belief that there was criminal activity, but there was criminal activity.
Right. There was criminal activity. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And in fact, we know that these companies that were creating these baby body part catalogs have been, some of those are now defunct because they've been fined so heavily for their misbehavior. That's why the Los Angeles Times editorial board, that's right, the LA Times editorial board wrote a piece when Sandra and David were originally charged blasting the attorney general, because they understand, even though they don't agree with the issue of pro-life, they understand that if one journalist gets charged for doing what they did, then there's no subject matter difference, because what they're doing is typical journalistic activity, so other journalists could be charged. That would mean that journalists would have a chilling factor that would no longer allow them to engage in free speech journalistic activities.
But yet it all comes down to this attorney general, as well as the previous one, has their hands in the pockets of Planned Parenthood, the large, greedy abortion business that is making huge amount of money from this selling of baby body parts. Mm-hmm. That's what it comes down to.
That's exactly what it comes down to.
It's a shot over the bow of not just an attempt to ruin Sandra Merritt, but it's a shot over the bow for anyone who might be a whistleblower or any investigative journalist in the future who might expose the criminal activities, potential criminal activities of Planned Parenthood.
You know, it's really a shame to see these high law enforcement agencies being used as political weapons. And we saw that during the Obama administration with Eric Holder. He used the United States Department of Justice as a political weapon to silence pro-lifers. And he filed these handful, a half dozen or so lawsuits, one of them against one of our clients, Susan Pine in Florida. Judge lambasted him after several years of our defense, threw the case out, and said that there was no basis in law or fact to bring it. He was just trying to silence them. We saw that in New York with the former New York Attorney General coming against our pro-life sidewalk counselors to bring a similar charge against them. That former Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, ended up having to resign because of information that came out that he was physically abusing women during sexual encounters. And that case is still going on, but they targeted our client. Our client is now moving to get the whole case dismissed. We won the trial below. It's up on appeal. They've not appealed our findings of victory on our client. Now we see this also happening in California. Again, what's the denominator that is all across the board? And it is abortion.
Exactly.
And California Attorney General is doing the same thing, doing an unprecedented bullying tactic against people who are pro-life to silence them.
Exactly. They have big bucks at stake here, and they're doing everything they can to keep those.
Well, and with what's going on politically as well, you know, that you would think that they would try to avoid getting such a negative spotlight here and bullying an elderly woman who simply exposed what they were up to. But instead, they're just plowing straight ahead.
They're vindictive, and they are out for blood. And, you know, that's what their whole MO is. It is an organization whose profit making is soaked in blood, in the blood of these innocent children and the mothers and broken families and broken lives and death and destruction. That is the legacy and the reason for existence of Planned Parenthood. So pray for our legal team. Pray for Sandra Merritt and others that are involved in this case as we defend in the criminal side. And then also we have to turn right around. And the criminal case may continue to go on. We'll have to find out what the judge's ruling will be. But the civil case will begin, and that's a massive case that will take 4, maybe 8 weeks of trial beginning early October. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember to pray and financially support the ministry, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.